Welcome to Shomar Shalom on the Daf. I'm Sochim Daf Nun. The Gemara on Amud Beis, towards the end of the narrow lines, brings two psukim. One pasuk says ki gadol ad shamayim chasdecho, and the other pasuk says ki gadol me'al shamayim chasdecho. Is the chesed until shamayim or greater than shamayim? And the Gemara says kan boisim lishmo, kan boisim shelo lishmo. Depends if it's lishmo or not lishmo. And the Gemara brings a vidu amarav that says lo oilum yasak adam betoyve mitzvus. Al b'shaloi lishmo, shemitoich shaloi lishmo, bal lishmo. A person should do termites even without lishmo, because through loy lishmo, he will get lishmo. So first, the Maharsha already points out over here, so what is at shamayim and me'al shamayim? At shamayim means this world. Me'al shamayim means above the sky, above the heaven, goes up even to the world above us. So when a person does shaloi lishmo, he is able to impact this world. A person does lishmo, he is able to impact even the world above. But the big question Tosis asks over here is that the Gemara in Bracha says, someone who learns Torah Shaloi Lishma, noyech lo shaloi nivrit. It's better for him not to be born. So says Tosis, how does that fit with our Gemara that says a person should learn Shaloi Lishma? So Tosis here answers that here a person is doing it with no bad intention. He has no good intention, but he's not doing a bad intention, similar to the Gemara, what the Gemara brings before, but the woman of Mechayza that were very lazy and didn't do work. The Tosis in Bracha says a little differently. He says that when a person does something Shaloi Lishma, there's two Shaloi Lishmas. You can do Shaloi Lishma for a bad intention, meaning you're doing it because you want to use the Torah against the Torah. You want to use it to find points of attack against the Torah. Or Shaloi Lishma could be when a person does it because he wants to get a covet. He's doing it for his own benefit. The second one is something which is okay. The first one is something which is not okay. And the Shach points out that Tosis and Brach is not like a Tosis over here. Tosis and Brach is more lenient. The Ma'aral and the Erechaim says, maybe you could say it differently. The Pshat is that really the Loi Lishmo is no good. But it's better than not learning at all. So the Gemara Brach says like this, if someone doesn't learn Shiloh Lishmo, it's better for him not to be born, because to be born and learn Shiloh Lishmo is not great. But if a person is already born, what's better, not to learn at all or to learn Shiloh Lishmo? That's the Gemara says over here. Loila, a person should learn even Shaloi Lishma, because from Loi Lishma he will get to Lishma. The Ruach Chaim, Rav Chaim Veloshener, says that the difference between the Gemaras is that a person does Shaloi Lishma only. His only reason he's learning Torah is for a bad reason, for the wrong reason. Then it's wrong. Then it's bad. But if a person learns Torah and he has it in mind, he says, "I would like to learn Torah Lishma, but I just can't. I don't have enough of an incentive." So then, if he learns Shaloi Lishma with a mindset that he wants to reach the Lishma, then it's fine. And this connects beautifully with Reb Tzadok HaKohen. Reb Tzadok HaKohen says in a few places that really a person cannot learn Torah Lishma the whole time. Once in a while, a person he's elevated, he picks himself up, he becomes more Kaddish, more Ruchni, more spiritual, and he learns Lishma. But most of the time, a person is going to be Shaloi Lishma. So the point is the oilam yasek adam b'toyr shaloi lishma. Learn shaloi lishma, because once in a while you'll get to lishma. Ktera the ruach chaim means through shaloi lishma a person could get to lishma. Maybe not the whole time, but that will be the tool to get to that achievement. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.